ECER 2009, the podcasts. This interview is with Eduardo Figueira from Academus in Portugal.
My name is Eduardo Figueira. I'm from Portugal, Évora. I teach right now in University Lusófona in Lisbon. And I'm a researcher mostly in adult education. And I'm interested in the way people participate in learning. And of course, I'm very much interested to know how people go in terms of thinking or in terms of the digital things, digital tools, because I'm very much interested in e-learning. So, when we come to for the digital identity, I have a little problem with myself, because I don't want to mix personal with the professional, although I know there are some links. Of course, my, for instance, my CV in some parts in the net includes my photo. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
But in some parts of other things, I don't want to have a photo. You know, see?
I see what you mean.
There are different things we need to be careful in using.
So you have mixed thoughts about the digital identity.
Yeah.
You just want to figure out what you like it or what you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's part of our character as we discussed before.
Yeah.
Yes. Your students have digital identity. How do you see that they love technology? They want to have a profile in a wider audience.
Yeah, the most of them they are now. Let's say no one wants to be out of the net.
You have some social tools that you use. Favorite tools.
Moodle, for instance. Moodle. I use the Moodle very much. I'm in Facebook too, Twitter, and others.
You're fast.
I'm not fast. It's too fast for me too.
But basically, you use it as a communication channel.
Communication channel. Sometimes we get some message we don't like, but it's properly from the tool, you know.
So thank you very very much.
Okay.
This recording was made at the ECER conference in Vienna in September 2009. It is a Pontedusky and VetNet production for ECER. The program is licensed under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license.